Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you feeling today? How's life in your neighborhood? Are you happy? Are you having a good day? Well, welcome to Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where I'm the host. That's right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show that's broadcasting worldwide. We're broadcasting on 7 continents around the world. So everybody you know should be able to pull up the computer and look up the radio show and listen in. Yes, it's an exciting day that we have today going on in the world of entertainment. Yes, I'm in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And we got a lot of artists that are signing up their residencies to perform in Las Vegas. But first, I want to know, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's hot. Oh, it's so hot. I'm sitting out here in my patio with a t-shirt and shorts. It's so hot. It's 112 degrees today, and it's getting hotter. I think tomorrow it's going to be like 113. And then the day after that, it's going to be like 115. They say the weather's going to go up until sometime in September. It's going to be hot. So, people, if you come to Vegas, bring your shorts, bring your swimming suits, and bring your T-shirts, because you won't have time to wear anything else, except if you go out at night. It's a little cooler at night. It might be 95 degrees at night. So it doesn't get any cooler in Vegas during the summertime. It's the summer weather, the perfect weather for the desert. That's right. Remember, Las Vegas is in Nevada, and Nevada is in the middle of the desert. So, if you're coming to Vegas now, be prepared to walk around with shorts and T-shirts on, because it's hot. Oh, it's very hot. And make sure you bring plenty of water, because you don't want to get dehydrated. You got to drink water all the time. That's the best thing to keep you going, is drinking cold bottled water. Yep. And, of course, when the adults go into the casinos, if they're gambling, they can drink alcohol for free. That's right. That's what I said. You can drink alcohol for free as long as you're gaming in Las Vegas. Any casino, any gaming establishment, you can get free drinks. Because they want you to keep drinking so you'll keep spending your money. Yes, that's what they do. That's their trick, that they keep you drunk so you keep spending all your money. And they don't mind if you go back home broke. But I'm telling you, people, Vegas does not need all of your money. So don't leave all of it here in Las Vegas. Make sure you make a plan to spend a little bit, save a little bit, and then take a little bit home with you. Because if you don't win, at least you can say you had fun in Las Vegas. And there are plenty of stage shows to see in Las Vegas. Yep, Diana Ross is here at the Paris Casino. And the Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5 experience is at Hooters. That's right, I said at Hooters. Hooters is a sports bar, but they have a casino down on the strip. So you can go to Hooters and get all kind of sports bar food, but you can go into the entertainment room and see the Jackson 5. Actually, it's not the real Jackson 5. It's just a tribute band that they put together that has a guy that sings like Michael and dances like Michael, but it ain't Michael Jackson. You can always tell the difference when you see him live in person. You can tell it ain't really Michael because he looks black. And Michael has converted. He's no longer looking black. So you can tell the difference in the artistry of Michael Jackson, of the tribute band, the Jackson 5, the Jackson's tribute band. Yes, and they have Janet Jackson coming to town, and she'll be here in the middle of September. So you can see Janet live on stage, and I'm not sure where she's going to be yet, but she's coming to town for 2 months in Vegas. And we have J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, is here in Vegas, and she's here with Paula Abdul, and she's performing in Vegas. And we have Celine Dion is performing live in Vegas. And we have, who else? Oh, Mary J. Blige is at the Hard Rock Casino in Vegas. So that would be a show worth seeing. Mary J., the queen of hip-hop. At least that's what they called her in the BET Awards. She got the award for being the queen of hip-hop. And Aretha Franklin was the queen of soul. But now Mary J. has been titled the queen of hip-hop. So that's all right with me. Go Mary J. Blige. I wanted to bring Mary J. to concert in Vegas, but I got detained. So she had to come with some other promoter that brought her to Vegas. So I'm not mad. I got free tickets to go see Mary J., so I'm not mad at all. In fact, I got a lot of nurses that I know that want to go with me to see Mary J. So they're asking me if I got tickets. I haven't told them yes. I just told them I'm checking on it. I'll see what I can come up with. But nurses always want to get free shit, you know. They give free shots, and they give you free pills, but they don't want to give you, they don't want to pay for no ticket. But it's okay. I like my nurses. They're good people. And I'm going to probably take some of them to the concert with me. I think we're going to go limo deep. I think I'll take about 6 of them to the concert with me. That'll be a treat that I'll treat them for. So it'll be all right. And that'll be Mary J. at the Hard Rock. And she'll be here the last week in August and probably the first week in September. And that will be the entertainment that I know about right now going on in Las Vegas. So, DJ Papa D, play some comedy spots and play some music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes. In Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, And I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money. G-G-G-G-G-Money. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. You gotta love him. Oh, he's so pretty. He could kiss himself. Yes, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. Yep, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents. around the world. So listen in to the show, and you'll hear some interesting things going on. Coming out of my mouth and coming out of DJ Papa D's mouth and coming out of some special guests, if we have guests calling in that want to talk sensible on the radio. So I want to make an announcement. I'm running for president. I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. So send me your money for my campaign. I have a website, G Money for President in 2020, and you can send me the money, and I can put it toward my campaign. Or you can go on the website, storytimewithgmoney.com, and you can listen to my comedy albums. I think I have 18 comedy albums on the site that you can listen to some of the stories I've told, and you can get an idea of what my personality's like. Because I'm going to do the country right. Because I'm going to shut all the bullshit down. And you can also find out about a store that I have on the internet. And you can buy G Money gear on the store. So you can listen to comedy albums. You can buy products from the store. And you can also connect to YouTube and to Twitter and to Facebook. And you can also sign up as a fan club member for G Money's fan club. So all of that is available under Storytime with G Money. So that's just a heads up on what's going on. I'm giving you the lowdown. So check me out and see what I'm talking about. Of the game. Let's talk Raiders and the Washington Redskins. I think they played this weekend.
Actually, the Raiders played the Cardinals.
The Raiders the Arizona beat, Cardinals.
The Raiders beat the Cardinals 33-26.
All right. 33-26. Whoa, the Raiders are back, Las Vegas. They're looking good so far. They're 2-0 this season in the preseason. So they're 2-0. Okay, who else played this week?
All right, so there were games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and yesterday. So let's start with Thursday's games. On Thursday, there were five games. The Eagles beat the Jaguars 24-10. And
okay.
the Jets beat the Falcons 22-10.
Well, the Jets are back. Yeah.
The Jets are back.
Okay.
Preseason though.
Yeah.
The Ravens beat the Packers 26-13.
Whoa, the Ravens are back too. All right.
Yeah. Cincinnati Bengals beat the Washington Redskins 23-13.
Oh, and, Cincinnati? Okay.
Yeah,
supposed to have good defense.
Okay. It's preseason, and just starting out. And like you said, the Raiders beat the Cardinals 33-26. Those were all the games on Thursday.
Okay, those are Thursday's games, people. Preseason, week two. All right.
Preseason,
go
week
ahead.
Two.
What happened on Friday?
All right, three games on Friday. The Bills beat the Panthers 27-14.
Oh, Buffalo's supposed to be tough this year. They got some new running backs, and I think they got a new quarterback, too. So,
okay.
Good job, Buffalo. All right. Too bad the Panthers didn't win, because the quarterback is supposed to have had his surgery last year, and this year he's supposed to be a gunslinger again, like he was his first year in the NFL. So
yeah,
we'll have
kind of makes you wonder what happened, right?
Right, yeah, okay.
Let's see. The New York Giants beat the Chicago Bears 32-13.
What? The Giants beat the Bears? Wait a minute. The Bears are supposed to come into the season with an outstanding defense. Their defense from last season is supposed to be back on board this year. So I knew their offense wasn't going to be anything, but their defense was supposed to be, like, ranked third in the NFL. So, wow, that's interesting. I guess Eli Manning is going to get his last year in because they're talking about Manning. Because they got another quarterback behind him that they want to play. So that's good. Eli did all right. Okay.
Yeah.
And who else played?
And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Miami Dolphins 16-14. Pretty close game.
Tampa Bay beat who?
Miami.
Miami? Oh, Miami's supposed to have a good team this year, too. I didn't hear anything about Tampa Bay in the postseason, any of the reporters. They didn't say nothing about Tampa Bay. So maybe they're a secret weapon trying to come out the back end. Okay, so they beat Miami. Oh, we got to be watching Miami.
Yeah, 16-14. You know, they just squeaked by, so. All right. So on Saturday, there was five games. First game, Cleveland Browns beat the Colts 21-18. So that was a pretty close game.
Yeah. Well, Cleveland, they say, is going to have a good team this year. They're saying Cleveland's going to win their division. So we got to watch Cleveland. And they beat the Colts? The Colts was the champion of their division last year. So that's good. Cleveland's beating a good team, the Colts. All right.
So just so that you know, the Colts, they missed a field goal in the second quarter. That actually would have tied the game up. And let's see, what else did they do? They had a lot of turnovers in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, they just weren't ready. So, you know, who knows?
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
So also the Patriots beat the Titans 22-17.
Okay. Well, we knew Bill Belichick was going to have his team ready to play. He got some good rookies, and he's sitting all his starters, so he's just playing rookies. So that's all right. We do that. New England's going to be tough. So, okay.
Okay. The Steelers beat the Chiefs 17-7.
Whoa. They say Roethlisberger's on a revenge tour. He's going to play some ball this year because they didn't make the playoffs last year. So everybody was talking about Big Ben needs to retire. So he's going to be trying to earn his keep this year because I think they got a new quarterback, too, they drafted. So they got a rookie that they got playing behind Big Ben. So Pittsburgh, if they get their defense together, they'll be pretty tough. All right. So
yeah. All the Steelers scored all their points in, like, the third and the fourth quarter. So, it looks like, I don't know. Looks like they came ready to play, basically. They shut the Chiefs down for the most part, and they're ready to play. So also, the Texans beat the Lions 30-23.
Now the Lions keep getting beat up on. They got beat last week, too. That's really bad for Detroit. Yeah, They got beat last week. They didn't show good at all. So maybe they're just, they're checking their new players out and they're playing all their rookies. So they're letting all their veterans rest until the season starts. Because Detroit is supposed to win their division too. Because they did good last year. They went to the playoffs. So maybe they're just resting all of their starters and they're playing a bunch of rookies.
Yeah, that sounds like what's happening. It's preseason.
Yeah.
It's preseason strategy. All right. And the last game on Saturday was the Cowboys beat the Rams 14-10.
Cowboys beat the Rams?
Right.
Is that what you said? 14-10.
Cowboys
beat
the Rams.
Oh, I don't know what to say about that. I think the Rams got a better team, but they must not have played their starters. And the Cowboys played all their starters. So, because they just got beat up by the Raiders the week before. So I think that's what they were trying to prove, that they could get a win in preseason. So, okay. So the Rams, I don't think that means much to them. They got a lot of rookies, so we'll wait and see what happens with the Rams.
So there's two games yesterday. The Saints beat the Chargers 19-16, and the Seahawks lost to the Vikings 25-19. So Saints 19-17 over the Chargers, and Vikings 25-19 over the Seahawks.
Wow. Who beat the Chargers?
Saints.
The Saints? The Saints beat the Chargers. All right. I think they beat them because they played for the AFC Championship, and the Saints beat the Chargers last year to go to the playoffs, because they played in the Super Bowl last year. Wasn't it the Saints? They played against, the Saints lost the game before the Super Bowl. They lost to the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken.
Are you talking about the past Super Bowl or the one last year?
Last year.
2018.
The last
Super Bowl.
Year. Yeah. Yes. Super Bowl 53, I think the Saints, they were expected to go to the Super Bowl, and they got beat. I think they got beat by the Chargers. Because the Chargers ended up losing to the Rams, and the Rams went to the Super Bowl, and the Rams played... Who did they play in the Super Bowl? Because the Rams didn't win. They played, who did they play last year? The Rams
in the
played.
Super Bowl, played the Patriots.
Yeah. They played the
Patriots,
right.
Patriots beat the Chiefs, and so the Rams played the Patriots. But yeah, the Rams had to beat New Orleans in 2018 to get to the Super Bowl.
Right. Okay, and then the Chargers lost to somebody, which kept them out of the championship game for their division, because they should have won, and they should have represented their division for the Super Bowl, but they lost.
Yeah,
so
they lost to the Patriots.
Out of the Super Bowl. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, the Patriots beat the Chargers, and the Rams beat the Chiefs, right?
Right.
Is that how they went last year? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And the Saints got beat by, I think the Saints got beat by the Bears, and that's what kept them out of the championship, too.
Oh, you're talking about this year? 2019. Because that's different.
Yeah, because it was the Saints and the Bears and Kansas City and New England and the Chargers, and that's five. Who was the 16 that went to, was competing for the Super Bowl? It was.
Oh, okay. Are we talking about 2018 or 2019?
The Super Bowl for 2019.
This year or last year?
Last year's Super Bowl. The Super
Bowl.
Last
year was 2018. Last year
okay.
was 2018. This year was 2019. 2018
well, we
Super Bowl.
We haven't had the Super Bowl for 2019 yet.
Yeah, we did. We had it like 5 months, 6 months ago, back in February of 2019, or actually
okay.
7 months ago.
Oh,
so I'm not sure
minute.
What you're talking
so,
about.
Okay, so I'm talking about 2019, the teams that qualified for the Super Bowl. They played in the AFC championship game, and they played in the NFC championship game. It was Kansas City and the Rams, Chicago Bears and the Saints, New England and the Chargers, that's six teams. And who are the two other teams that were trying to qualify to win, to play in the AFC and the NFC championship game? But the Saints got beat.
Yeah, the Saint. So if we're talking about the Super Bowl that just passed, the last one was
right.
2019. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Colts, and the Ravens beat the Chargers, and then the Saints beat the Eagles. Is that who this is? And the Rams beat the Cowboys. And so the Saints had to beat the Saints and the Rams played, and the Chiefs played the Patriots, right?
Right.
So the Rams beat the Saints, and the Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and so the Super Bowl was the Rams and the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened to the Ravens? They got beat by who? They got beat by the Chargers? Yeah. Because I thought the Ravens were going to beat the Chargers. And the Chargers beat the Ravens. And then they lost to the
Patriots.
To the Patriots, right.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So who else do we have?
Well,
let's see. Let me get back on that. there's a game tonight, and that is and it starts in a couple of hours. That is the San Francisco 49ers and the Eagles. And that's tonight.
San Francisco 49ers.
And that's the NFL.
Who are they playing tonight?
The Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos. All right. Well, I haven't heard anything about the Broncos, except I think they got a new quarterback. I think Flacco, who is playing for the Ravens, is now the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. So
okay.
Denver should have a good offense now that they got a seasoned veteran quarterback, and their defense was always tough, so they should have a good team then. Okay, so we'll see. if the Broncos live up to the hype. All right. All right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Yeah, I think it's time for a commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, let's take it to commercial. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl.
Out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
Why you acting like that?
You done ripped off, man.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking
time. Love you, you know how to feel this.
Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking one on us, alright? I paint a perfect picture, bomber hoochies with precision. My intentions took you richer with that some double OP. Dog, my bleep, oh, homie, use a cold bug, I'm standing on them all.
Showing up, I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. Free two pockets, all the soldiers are in mine. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive, bitch. Man, bitch, put together a million march for some gangsters.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire motherfuckers, catch a case. Ready for the throwdown, it's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to crack. I'm losing my religion, I'm just on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. New niggas be acting like you're savage, they all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my nigga living life.
I got a pit named P, she nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the K's, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfucker. The rest, two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous in the dance, yeah. So how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop belly me, motherfucker. G's. If you got a better floor, another woman, two of them members, most wanted.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta floor.
50 feet. Defeat is not my destiny. Release me to the street and keep whatever's left of me. Jealousy is misery, suffering is greed. Better be prepared when you cavil strip on me. I'm about to flee. These music must be crazy. What? There ain't no mercy, motherfucker. You can fade the dust. You thought it was when it wasn't. Now disappears. Bow down in the presence of a boss
it's
player.
Like blood, gang banging. Everybody in the party doing dope slanging. You got to have papers in this world. You might get your first snatch before your eyes swirl. You're doing your job every day. You need to work so hard till your hair turn gray. Let me tell you about life and about the way it is. You see, we live by the gun, so we die by the
gun. They tell me not to roll with my Glock, so now I got throw away. Floating in the black, she was dying here with day. They wonder how I live with five shots. Niggas, it's hard to kill on my block. Schemes for coming.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. In 2020, I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G-Money gear to support G-Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
I'm Gregory Gerard. G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting all around the world. And I'm glad you're listening to the show today, because I have an interesting story to tell you today. Okay, I went to Century City. Yeah, that's in South Los Angeles, in a real ritzy neighborhood. They got a lot of high-rise construction, a lot of high-rise buildings, hotels, and office buildings. Like the Twin Towers, kind of in New York. But this is in Century City. And it's on the Avenue of the Stars, is where all of these major hotels are located. So I went down there, and I was hanging out. And at nighttime, I went to this club inside of one of the hotels. And it was real cool. My buddy was DJing. So, of course, I got in free. And I was hanging out with my buddy as he was spinning the records. And I was talking to the girls. And I was socializing. And I was getting my dancing shoes together. And I was dancing with a lot of the girls in the party. And Eddie Murphy came in, and so I told my friend that I was dancing with, I said, oh, Eddie Murphy's in the building, and Eddie Murphy had gone up and was talking to my buddy that was the DJ, and I guess he asked him if he could spin a few records, and my buddy said, sure, Eddie, take over the Wheels of Steel. Do your thing on the turntable. So the next thing I know, Eddie Murphy was DJing. And I was like, oh, look at here. What can Eddie do? Because, you know, I'm a DJ. So I wanted to check Eddie out to see what he was going to put down. And he was playing some good music. We were still dancing. And my friend that I was dancing with, she said she wanted to meet Eddie Murphy. And I said, well, I know Eddie from way back. If you want a meeting, I'll take you over there to meet him. And she said, yeah, I want a meeting. So we went up to the DJ booth,
And when Eddie was taking a break, I introduced him to the girl that I was dancing with. And she was so happy to meet Eddie. Oh, she was just ecstatic. She was thrilled. And she was happy to meet him, and she was talking to him. And she pulled out her business card, and she gave it to him. And she owned a T-shirt shop where they do all kind of T-shirts, and they put letters, and they print pictures, and do all kind of Greek alphabets on the T-shirt. So she told him that if he comes to her T-shirt shop, he can have anything he wants on his T-shirt, and she will not charge him. She'll give it to him on the house. And he was like, oh, okay. And he took the business card, and he was real sociable. And he said, well, I got to go because I got to go back and DJ. And we said, all right. And we turned around to go back to the dance floor. And she looked down on the floor and saw her business card on the floor. Well, I tried to get it before she could see it, but she saw that Eddie Murphy had dropped her business card on the floor. And she said, that was rude. How can he do me like that? If he didn't want my business card, he should have just said he didn't want it. He didn't want it. He didn't have to take it. And then when I turned my back, he dropped it on the ground. That was rude. And I said, well, I picked it up. So I got the business card that you gave Eddie Murphy. So now I feel really special because I got the business card. And she was like, yeah, well, that's good. But I'm mad. I don't like Eddie no more because he was rude. And I used to like Eddie Murphy. Now I don't like him no more. And I said, well, let's go and dance, and maybe you can forget about what he did. So we went back out, and we danced, and Eddie played the music, and he never knew that the girl found out that he dropped her business card on the dance floor, which was really rude of him. He could have put it in his pocket, and then when he passed the trash can, he could have dropped it in the trash can. Because we know he's a celebrity. He gets cards and stuff from people all the time. So, you know, for him to drop it on the ground right in front of her, that was really rude. But anyway, that's the end of that story. Yeah, Eddie Murphy disrespected a girl that I knew that I was trying to get in good with. So he messed up my action for that night. So I had to play it real close to the breast and kind of put it down like that. I had to play it close to the breast so that she wouldn't be thinking about Eddie no more. She was thinking about G-Money. Yep. It was a good day at the party, though. I had a good time. And Century City is a lot of fun. So I plan to go back to Century City pretty soon and hang out. So it's going to be all right. All right. Well, it looks like it's time either for a commercial break or time for us to shut the show down. It's probably closer to 3 o'clock. So I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting the radio show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for playing the music and the comedy spot. And again, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'll see you tomorrow. It'll be Tuesday. So have a good week. And remember, if you come to Vegas, make sure you wear shorts and T-shirts, because it's hot. Oh, it's so very hot in Las Vegas. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm out of here. Later. Peace. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.